Hello and welcome to this episode 35 of Brashcast. As I try and find my seat, wait, I'm going to have to move this a little bit, I have very long legs. Okay, last week, well, we told you a lie. We told you we were going to have a video up and that hasn't happened.
Not for lack of trying.
No, it wasn't for lack of trying. And the important thing is you still kind of look like Wolverine this week. Not as much as last week, though.
All right.
Well, no, I didn't know. Last week it was proper Wolverine.
So I think it's maybe more startling.
So it's been more of a kind of everyday style. But still, there's a touch of Wolverine. I wish you all could have seen it, but, you know, what can you do? But the thing is, it was a good thing anyway, because I was kind of like having my time of the month last week anyway. So it was just like, I'm not sure.
Well, that's what that was.
Yeah. Well, do you not get like a man's time of the month? No, because that sounds like I'm being, like, really sexist. It's not. I totally get a time of the month.
Okay.
Do you not have that? Like, essentially, like, I don't bleed for my penis for a week or anything. excuse me.
Well, that's good.
It's like once, like, for 1 week every month, I get inundated with spots, essentially. It just seems to happen just kind of once, as I said, like, literally 1 week every month without fail, I'll just come down with pretty bad spots. Nothing too bad, but enough for me to notice that it definitely happens. I mean, for the time being, I'm not worried. As I said, I'm not bleeding for my genitalia. At that point, maybe I'll...
That's good. If that does happen, let me know. I'll put a towel down.
The thing is, what would you even do as a guy? Because, you know, women, they put things inside themselves and they open up the umbrellas, wings, all that other stuff. I mean, I'm not putting anything up anything. So would you
just clumsily tie a bag?
Or
envisaging like a cocktail umbrella up there, and that's not
the way you want to go. But equally, do you just kind of tie a little bag around it?
Or a tourniquet?
Yeah, just like a little sack which just hang, like a third sack, but it's just soaked in blood. Oh, that's just...
For fuck's
it's
sake.
A poor way to start the show. And that's the problem now. They can see the video. They can see me doing this with my hands, which makes it all the more concerning. Well, we hope you can see it anyway.
You just look like an Italian person.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm just... No, I don't want to say I'm passionate about penises bleeding. But we say this is going to be up on the site, but we've said this loads of times. So we are recording. We recorded last week. And the thing is, I did all the editing. You know, it looked good. It looked like a professional video, but it was just too big for YouTube. So hopefully we've turned down the resolution.
Too big for YouTube. We're too big.
Too big for fucking YouTube. My head is too big for YouTube. That's the problem. But, yeah, I mean, you'll still be able to see me going through my notes because I haven't memorized any of this shit. But we'll get back to, you know, pretty much normal gaming fare. So as usual, I guess we'll start with what we've been playing over the last week. Sir, please go ahead.
I'm trying to pull myself away from Skyrim. Done that quite successfully,
Jesus
actually.
Christ.
For some reason, still playing Tiger Woods 2014.
So you're basically playing the same stuff as last week?
Well, no, because I went back to Red Dead as well, and I've played a little bit of Red Dead.
I could totally go back to Red Dead. That game is fucking amazing.
Yeah. So I'm playing that.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of APB as well at work.
Oh, of course. For those who haven't heard, you know, like gone back and listened to earlier episodes... You actually work for the company who makes APB now, don't you?
Yeah.
Revolver? Revolution?
Reloaded.
I knew it began with an R, I was getting there. So you work for Reloaded, and you essentially, your job is to play APB all day. I know you have work to do kind of thing, but it's built around this game, though.
Yeah. A lot of testing. But, like, recently, I've been doing a lot of testing, not playing the game.
Oh, okay.
Like, testing ways of just getting the game. So it's been like...
Oh, like you mean uploading it and stuff like that, all that boring shit, which you fucking... That's why I don't play PC
Imagine
games.
Doing that over and over and over again.
The thing
all
is,
day.
At least you're being paid for it.
Imagine
doing proxy voting over and over again all day. I mean, most people are like, what's proxy voting? Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very boring. You don't look into it unless you're getting paid to do it. But one of the primary reasons I don't play PC games is because that idea that you can have a game and then you bring it home and it won't turn on.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that noise. But well, I'm not going to get into that chat again. But, so those have been your main games this week?
Yeah, pretty much.
I've actually played quite a bit this week. I mean, I've been playing... I've nearly finished The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to... That and Zelda. I'm still playing the...
Skyward Sword,
which just keeps getting better and better. And both those games have got me thinking. That'll lead us into a little bit we'll be talking about later on, about the greatest gaming series of all time. I probably should have told you about this. Like, give you time to think about it. But, I mean, because the thing is, The Last of Us... all the chat has been, you know, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And from so many perspectives, it is. The performances are absolutely amazing. It looks phenomenal. The soundtrack's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just the actual game itself, while good, I just, like, it didn't blow me away.
I think it plays incredibly well.
I'm just not convinced. It's just, like, it's the same thing over and over again. Like, it's fine. No, it's good. It's good. I'm not, I don't want to criticize.
What difficulty are you playing it on?
I'm just playing it on normal.
But that's still
much of a pain in the ass.
It's still pretty
tough. Especially at the start, when I really didn't know, they really didn't explain what each one can see or can hear and stuff. And I just found myself getting fucking killed all the time. Because 1 minute, I'm sneaking around. I'm like, oh, they can't see me. And next thing I know, some guy jumps me, and they always just bite you in the neck, don't they? Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Oh, and it's a massive, big, stringy gob of bloody flesh they tear out.
Yeah, it's pretty so nasty, good. Actually. But it's the same thing all... It's not quite like... it doesn't have that same shock factor, because it's always the same thing.
Or often is.
It's not like with Resident Evil 4, for instance. I remember dying in that, and it was always pretty gross, but then you get that shock the first time, like, Leon gets actually decapitated.
Yeah.
Or in Dead Space.
That's
pretty fucking
brutal. They're always brutal.
They are brutal, but the one in the eye always stands out, doesn't it? But but no, it's an amazing game, and the characters are amazing, and the writing's fantastic. I love both the characters, the main characters. I think they're amazing. I fear, like, I mean, obviously you finish it, and this is going to be no spoilers at all, but I fear this isn't going to go well at the end. I have my doubts in terms of who might survive. But I'm at the point now, because it has such a brutal start as well. Again, I won't go into what happened, but the start is, fuck me, man.
Have you met the boy and his brother yet?
The boy and his brother? Uh-huh. No.
Right, okay.
I must be like halfway through, I guess.
You've still got a fair bit to go.
Yeah, probably about 50% through, I think, the last time I checked.
Okay.
But yeah, fantastic game. I'm just not convinced it's a masterpiece simply on the basis that so much of the game, while everything else surrounding it is absolutely immaculate, the actual game itself, and similar to an extent like Uncharted, which I mentioned before, obviously by Naughty Dog as well, the gameplay just, I don't know, doesn't feel spectacular to me. It just feels solid. It feels good rather than, like, amazing, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
I know everything else around it brings up, like, put it this way, if I was reviewing it, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. But I couldn't bring myself to give it a 10 out of 10, and I still couldn't talk about it amongst, like, the best games of all time. Because when I think, like, you know, I've seen a lot of 10s, and when I think 10... I know it doesn't have to be perfect, but I think, 9.5 or above, you know, or even so, like, IGN gave it a full 10 out of 10, like, 100%.
Yeah.
And I know they say, well, that doesn't mean it's perfect. Well, why didn't you give it a 99 then? Yeah. That's what I don't understand with those kind of, like, I understand if it's a 10-point scale, anything, well, if you there, consider it closer such
a thing,
to 10.
Is there such a thing as a perfect game, though?
Well, I would argue, like, if I was going to give a game, like, I have... 3, maybe 4 games I would go back and give a 10 to, if I'd review them at the time of release. And I go on the basis that, can I think of a way to improve this game? Is there anything that could make it any better? And I was stumped. And, like, I know you'll disagree, but Mario Galaxy 2 was one of them. I'm like...
I wouldn't disagree, I just don't know enough about it.
Other than a HD upgrade, which is unfair because it's, you know, it's on the Nintendo Wii, what can you fucking do? It was like, while I was playing it, certainly, and, like, to this day, I would say I wouldn't know how to make that game better. Like, the imagination, the gameplay, the soundtrack, everything just felt perfect to me. Ocarina of Time, when it came out, was one of those games where it just pushed boundaries on every level, and just, like, this felt like the future of gaming kind of thing. And the only other one I could think of which had come close is probably Resident Evil 4, which probably feels a little bit derivative now because you're like, oh, look, an over-the-shoulder shooter. That was the first time that had ever been done.
It's quite funny, actually. Resi 4 isn't even my favourite Resi.
Oh, my God, Resident Evil 4 is one of my top 5 games of all time. At a canter, that game is so fucking good.
2 is still my favourite.
I love 2. I love Resident Evil. I like 6. But didn't love it, but I liked it.
I still haven't played it.
It's worth a go. If you're into Resident Evil, there's enough there for Resident Evil fans to enjoy. The Chris campaign was a bit... like, the Leon campaign alone is worth the price of entry. I really enjoyed the Leon campaign. But it's not perfect, but Resident Evil 4 at the time was pretty close to perfect, I felt. But Last of Us, like I said, an amazing game. I just think the actual core gameplay, just after a while, it's like, oh, another group of creepers.
Really?
Like, it just after a while, there's like, okay, I've got to sneak past these and do the same thing again and again.
I never got bored.
Like, No, the thing is, it sounds like I'm being negative. I'm literally talking the difference between a 9 and a 10. I love this game. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I have no doubt I'll thoroughly enjoy the rest. And, you know, do take into consideration, obviously, I haven't finished the game. But thus far, like, most of the encounters just all feel a bit samey. And basically, I'm usually waiting for the next cutscene, I find myself. Like, I'm just... because the story's so good, the performances are so fantastic, that I prefer watching it almost than, like, to playing it.
for me, it's all about the decision making. Like, mm-hmm. I really enjoy the stealth element to it.
Yeah.
Working out how to take down.
Yeah.
Like, basically, you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, you
and
do,
it,
don't
it,
you?
Especially if you're playing it on the harder mode where you don't have the, like, the X-ray vision, basically.
Oh, the sound thing. Yeah.
So, you're going to kind of listen for conversation,
mm-hmm.
and then try and take down as many guys before you get spotted and the fight begins.
Yeah.
But
because you can sometimes, like, I do like that, like you say, that combination of how you're going to take them out. Because sometimes, like you say, you want to go the whole stealth route, or sometimes you think, oh, I can go so far with stealth.
Yeah.
But then you think, oh, well, I got two people left. I could stealth the first three and then just cap the last two.
Yeah.
I think it does. Because we had a talk about this a few days ago. At first, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm enjoying this. I found it hard work. But as you get more weapons and you become accustomed to how each enemy acts, you do have that thing where you're kind of planning it through. And like, I do like that idea where it's like, I sneak kill, and then last two, I just put bullets in.
I had sent you a text about that when you told me that you'd been playing it. Is as you become more competent with the game, the game becomes a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, you were right.
Oh, that's how you do that, you know? Like,
it doesn't hold your hand too much, does it?
Well, no, and the fact that it is survival horror, so you can only hold a certain amount of things,
mm-hmm.
and stuff can become really scarce to get by.
Yeah.
Like, even just the shiv.
The shiv's a pain in the ass, because that's like probably the most useful thing.
Yeah.
And especially because the clickers are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they get you, you're basically dead, aren't you?
Yeah.
But, like I said,
until you upgrade your shiv.
Yeah.
But you need to be searching every cupboard, locker.
Yeah, I am, yeah. And as I said, like, I'm not bad-mouthing this game. As an experience, it's like a 9 out of 10 for me. I just, I actually wrote a blog about it at brashgames.co.uk. You should totally check it out. I think it's like a 10 out of 10 movie, but almost like a 7, 8 out of 10 game. It was just like, the game is good rather than spectacular, but everything surrounding it is like, brings it up.
I honestly think the gameplay is fantastic. There's nothing
broken about it. It works. No, I just found it a bit like, sometimes I'm just like, I just remember, like, I fought a group of clickers and the Moni motherfuckers, and I kind of like walked a bit, and then it was like another group, and I was like, oh, I just kind of wanted to get to the next story bit. And like you said, this is like a minor issue, but it's that minor issue for me which keeps it, just keeps it the wrong side of kind of masterpiece.
For me, the way they divvy up the levels, I think that as long as you see this bit as a section with clickers,
mm-hmm.
like, you see it all as one, and then you get a brief respite in this little zone to maybe rake through some cupboards.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about, like, one thing I love about it is that it builds and drops tension
expertly. Totally.
And I think that kind of gameplay lends itself well to that.
I just think maybe it could do with, like, gameplay-wise, just a tad more variety, perhaps.
The fact that they only had maybe two or three enemy classes, really, was...
That's what I mean. It just feels like I'm running into the same things. And, like, I do enjoy the encounters, but it's just, you know, sometimes I'm like, I could just do with something a little bit different. Yeah. It's kind of like to a lesser extent than Uncharted. But Uncharted, I mean, the story, it, like, the little visual details, the performances, like, Naughty Dog in that respect are in a league of their own. Uh-huh. There's no two ways about it. But I still think in gameplay, they're not quite there with the kind of the finest developers out there. And I think Last of Us, personally, is a step up from Uncharted.
Yeah.
I prefer the core gameplay, as it were, of The Last of Us to Uncharted, but I just still think while they've reached that, well, not the ceiling, but in terms of the, you know, the current market, they're at the top in terms of presentation, in terms of storytelling, but I just think the gameplay, they haven't quite caught up yet. It's like, if they can bring their gameplay up that next level, and like you said, they good, like, if just on a gameplay basis, remove everything else, it's still solid, entertaining stuff. But it's not kind of top of class stuff in the same way that their presentation is. And I put it this way, as great as The Last of Us is, I still think Naughty Dog's best work is ahead of them. Because I think I think their gameplay is getting better. I think their presentation is already, as everyone knows, ridiculously good. So I just think it's not quite, I think there's going to be another game or two, and then they'll hit that kind of that sweet spot where their talent as gameplay developers will catch up with their talent as kind of, well, movie makers almost now.
Yeah.
and they will release that kind of that masterpiece. Like, this is close. I mean, it's an amazing game, one of the best of the generation.
I'd say most people would probably consider it like at least the PlayStation 3 swan song. You know, if it's on its way out,
it's this an amazing. Is... But believe me, as a swan song, it's amazing. I'm as I said, I'm literally just saying, is it one of the best games of all time? And I don't think it is. I think it's a very good game and one of the best games of the generation, yeah, but not necessarily one of the best games of all time. But anyway,
it's going to get better for you as well.
Oh, as I said, I'm really—I have no doubt. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But between that and obviously Skyward Sword, I've been playing more Wii U. Played Luigi, new Super Mario Luigi.
All right, yeah.
The downloadable expansion thing. That is going to be the end of Bethan and me. Because, I mean, we struggle already, like, playing these co-op games. Like I said before, like, you see everyone in the adverts, they're all happy playing together. We're going fucking nuts with each other, because, you know, she fucks up. Most of the time, it's her, let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I pay the price then. And the thing is, I'm not sure if you've played this one, but it's harder for one. The levels are just more difficult. And plus, the timer starts at 100 seconds.
Right.
So as soon as the level starts, you get that music. You know, like, you know, like you're in a rush.
Right.
And it's amazing that music gets you every time. Like, fuck, we got to get moving. And it's not, like, necessarily completing the level, but we want to collect all the... Like, every level has 3 gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get all those. Like, we did World 1 last night. And it wasn't too stressful, but it's going to get a lot harder.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it. Luigi feels a bit different, as he always does, has more gem, kind of a bit more slide. Yeah. But I'm sure I'll be playing that, basically, until Rayman Origins comes out. Which, I'll tell you what, I'll be getting on the Wii U, because I've played the challenge levels, and just the fact, like, playing together, one of you has the touchscreen, and it just gives it, like, a different feel. So I'll have the
it's
kind
like
of...
like a third dimension to the game.
Yeah.
But they really do need to utilise it well. So.
Yeah. It's one of the few games where I think, oh, multi-platform, I'll be getting the Wii U version, definitely. But so I think the Wii U's, you know, starting soon. We've got, like, wonderful 101s out. Mm-hmm. It's had decent reviews. I hear it has a few kind of control issues. And it's a platinum game, so...
It's a tricky... Apparently, it's just that it's a tricky game to use. It's like, it doesn't follow standard tropes.
But I haven't really yet, so can't comment. And that Nintendo Land, I decided to play that one player, just like some of the high scores. I suck ass at every game on that. Football season, so I've been back on Pro Evo, which was a fucking terrible idea. It's like you starting Skyrim again.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I am a Pro Evo man, and it's like I started Master League again, and I ended up spending like 5 hours straight just playing that, and it's just like, oh, I forgot how addicted this fucking game is. And combined with that, like, I got BT Broadband, and I found out you can get... BT Sports and ESPN for free on Sky.
All right.
And of course, I spent all weekend just watching sports. I was either playing Pro Evo, watching football, but then I was watching like baseball, I ended up watching UFC, boxing, fucking all sorts. Boxing and UFC are awesome.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Boxing, when it's at its best, I think is the most exciting sport on the planet.
UFC, if you want to watch UFC, you should go with all the other hillbillies to whenever they do this shit and watch it, because it is just, yeah, they're professional fighters. Give a shit.
It's a bit bro, isn't
they're
it?
Just it really is.
No,
but
that's what I was talking to my friend about this, and like when I'm just watching the fight UFC, it's so exciting and intense. Like even when they're down on the mat, because you think at any moment they could get that grip or they could get on top, and it's like the ground and pound game. But whereas boxing feels like it's steeped in, like, it's got its slime balls, but it has this like this aura about it where it just, I know, it just feels special, boxing, especially the big events. Whereas UFC feels like a frat party with like a rich frat party, which I don't like. I don't like the universe that surrounds the fights in UFC, same as yourself.
Yeah, that's often my issue with any sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not a football fan, mostly because of the fact that the players are spoilt wankers, most of them.
I mean, a lot of them are wankers, but what do you expect? 17-year-olds giving millions
of course.
Pounds?
Jesus and also, Christ. Also a lot of the fans. I'm not saying all the fans, but
oh no, a lot of football fans are dicks.
If some guy wants to take his kid to the football, that's fair enough. But
no, you can't. The thing is, you go to a football stadium, you get loads of families. It's just you do get troublemakers and assholes who go there and they just want to kick off, which you don't get at the rugby.
It's one of these things, and what I notice that really emphasises it to me, but the difference between rugby and football fans.
Mm-hmm.
Rugby fans sing about how much they love their team.
Yeah.
Football fans sing about how much they hate other teams.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, I do like a bit of banter at sports.
Rivalry is fine.
I like rivalry, and sometimes... like,
but you should be able to shake hands with a person on the opposite stand at the end of the day.
I think most people are like that. But like you said, I do agree with you. There is an element of football which is very unpleasant, and it's the same on the field. You know, I play football. I've always been a football man first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I hate diving. I hate play acting. I hate all the swearing and the unpleasantness.
These are all things that are now just accepted parts of the sport.
Well, it is getting better compared to what it was in like the 80s, obviously, in terms of like hooliganism. But I see what you mean. As someone who's not like enamoured by football, who didn't necessarily grow up with it.
I did, but...
but, you know, it was never your number one sport, for instance.
For a little while it was. Oh, yeah.
I'm just making stuff up then. But, you know, it was just... it was always my sport. All my friends played football when I grew up. And it was just... it never crossed our minds for it to be anything other than that. Whereas I think... you know, I look at other sports and I can be more judgmental, kind of looking at it from the outside kind of thing. And, but, you know, like, I prefer the crowds at rugby games. There's no two ways about it. But I prefer the sport of football. I like rugby plenty. But I actually tried to play Rugby World Cup again. I hadn't played it before because I actually reviewed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, it's fine. It's so...
it's
like,
not. It's really bad.
The actual gameplay is not bad in terms of, like, for someone buggy. Like me... it, for like a basic pick up and play, like it almost reminded me, not as good obviously, but of the old PlayStation
Jonah Lumu.
Like you just pick it up, like
you know, Jonah Lumu released, you know, he released his own one.
I had it,
it was okay, it was still pretty buggy.
Yeah, well, I didn't go in expecting a great game, it was just something I could pick up quickly, have a quick go, but I kind of like played it one more time. I was like, I'm never gonna play this again, so I just got rid of it. But and anyway, I got Pro Evo to play, and with, you know, the new Pro Evo coming out on next gen consoles, I am looking forward to that. The Fox engine, and I read a preview on Eurogamer, which was very, very positive. But I'm not gonna go into that because it's another site. Go to Brash Games; it's awesome. What else did I play? I played basically a bunch of Xbox Live Arcade games. I played Narco Terror, which came out. That was bollocks. Cloudberry Kingdom, which was pretty good. I mean, it's kind of been touted as the new rock solid kind of platformer. It just felt a bit budget to me. It's good, and you know, you can, it does get hard pretty quick, but I was like, you know, a bit, I wasn't as enamored with it as some people.
Yeah.
But I haven't played some of the other ones. Charlie Murder came out, because it's like every year the Summer of Arcade feels like a really big deal. This year it feels like it's kind of just slipped under the radar. Like Brother came out, I wasn't even aware it was a Summer of Arcade game. I've downloaded it, but I haven't played it. Same with Charlie Murder.
You, I know, see, Sony have tried to like rival it with their Summer Festival.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There's some decent discounts.
But in terms of the actual games being released,
there's
like,
nothing
they,
new.
Yeah,
I don't
got those
think.
Big games like they've got on Xbox Live Arcade at the moment. But like the next big one is what's it called, isn't it? The Turtles game, which the Turtles look fucking retarded. I do not like the look of it. They look like real turtles. But, like, you know, human...
I thought that was
hybrids.
The movie.
No, this is, like, the video game.
All right. I thought the game looked good as well. I must have been thinking about something else.
No, the game, maybe from a distance, but when you see them up close, they actually look kind of like mutant human-turtle hybrids. I'm not fussed on that. But, hey, at least, you know, Crackdown, free for gold members, which is awesome.
Scottish game.
And it's an amazing game. Crackdown 2 wasn't amazing, but Crackdown 1, if you haven't played it, it fucking holds up.
Crackdown 2 was okay, just not as good.
No, it wasn't nearly as good as the first. But Crackdown 1, totally worth playing and still totally... like, you could literally not play the game. Like, just download it and collect the orbs.
Play with a friend.
Oh, yeah. But I literally spent hours just doing fuck all. Just jumping around and collecting orbs. It's so much fun. But that actually brings me to games out this week, because I've never been a fan of Saints Row. Flat out disliked every single one. Like, I play them and I'm just like, I don't like the sense of humour, I don't like the visuals.
Number 3 was brilliant.
Did not like it at all.
I didn't like 1 or 2, but 3 was brilliant.
This is the first one where it's caught my interest. Yeah. And it's because it looks like Crackdown. Because you have like
superpowers,
because
you're
the president, aren't you? And it's actually had pretty good reviews. I'm not going to rush out and get it. But this could be the first one where I give it a real...
I find it quite funny that the Grand Theft Auto fanboys are upset because it's got good reviews. So they're already like, oh, fuck, well, Grand Theft Auto will be better. It's like, well, you haven't played either.
Grand Theft Auto will be better.
It probably will.
It will definitely be
better.
It'll
have legs. That doesn't mean it'll be better. It might not be as much fun.
It might not be as much fun, but it'll be a better game.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this comes from like some, like Saints Row. I mean, from what I hear, Saints Row 4 is a very coherent game world, and again, very much fun. I mean, it's obviously not going to have the scale or the production values of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Well, Koch Media
doesn't make it a bad game.
They have put a lot of money into it.
Well, they had to.
It was acquisitioned, yeah.
Because they turned it essentially from an expansion pack into a sequel, didn't they?
Yeah, it was. Into the Dominatrix.
Which is fair enough, because I like the idea that you're the president. Reminds me of that old From Software mech game. I like the idea that you have superpowers. It sounds more fun. It's like, you know, if you're going to do silly, do silly. And obviously,
they
figured this out a while ago. They're not going to be Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto has its silly moments, but a lot of them are satirical or breaking the fourth wall almost. Mm-hmm.
This is just silly. I mean, the thing is, I hated Saints Row 1 so much.
It was bad, but that's because it was trying to be Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, it was so gangstery. I fucking hated that. Saints Row 2, I despised. Saints Row 3, it was more fun. It was a step in the right direction, but it's still like...
I finished it in like a week and loved it.
I still felt too Saints Row-y to me. This is the one, like I said, this is the first one that's caught my eye, but
it started off trying to lift a bank with a bunch of helicopters.
I'm just going to move this slightly. I probably fucked up the video, but I've got to set up. I'll give it a go. But the one I am actually looking forward to this week is probably, other than the wonderful 101, obviously, which I've already mentioned, Splinter Cell, which has been a long time coming. I've heard a lot of people complaining about a compromise, but I think that was the right way to go, because I was I thought Conviction was great.
I agree.
I thought Conviction
it's happened
was
to Hitman as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you feel more badass, and I think that's what Splinter Cell is becoming about.
Well, that was the thing. Conviction, I mean, I can understand why people thought it went too far away from the Splinter Cell formula, but Conviction did a lot of things great.
But you can turn it off.
Including the mark and execute thing. And that, like, I saw a couple of videos where you are kind of sneaking round, and then he jumps down and just wipes people out, shoots the guy with his own gun.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, I want to be able to do that. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
And as you say, it was, like, you know, there is something to be said for the original Splinter Cell, which kind of build tension where it's just you and one guy. Like, one guy can build tension. Yeah. Now it's like, one guy, I'm going to fucking wipe the floor with this guy. But, you know, I got to be honest, personally, I like something a tad more immediate. And I do like that idea that I can sneak around, but when I do make my move, I'm just going to fucking... If done correctly, I'm going to decimate everyone.
The game itself looks awesome.
It looks really good.
It looks great.
Although I've heard some people say that when you're actually playing it, it's not the most visually stunning game in the world. It looks great in the videos.
All right.
But this is just... like, I've heard a few criticisms that once you're actually playing it, it's not an ugly game, but it's not a, you know, a gorgeous game by any stretch of the imagination either.
Ubisoft have been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, but I think they were probably trying to get the balance right more than anything else. I'm not sure.
I think they're trying to get it out before the next gen, though.
What? Splinter Cell?
Uh-huh.
Well, it is coming out. Is that this week?
No, but like, I think they've pushed it.
I see what you mean. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, you know, this is the time to be releasing new games, isn't it?
Think what's coming this
year. It's not just the next gen, either. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Grand Theft Auto is coming out in like a month. Nobody wants to be near that. So it is weird, though, how we've had this kind of drought of games, and now all of a sudden you look at the kind of lineup. It's fine, though. I like the drought.
It's how it works every year.
I actually get a chance to catch games like Skyward Sword. It's like it's been sitting there. As much as I love Zelda games, and I do love Zelda games, I always do the same thing. I end up playing them over, like, a year.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy them, I never feel... And this sounds negative, but it's not. I never feel compelled, like, I have to rush through it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I played it, really enjoy it. And I'm never like, I've got to get this off my shelf, because it's going to sit there forever. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'll go away, I'll play something else, and I'll just come back to that when the mood suits me. And I've just been doing it, and it's a big game as well, Skyward Sword. And it'll probably take me right up until the start of the next gen. Sorry, Wii U, but the next gen starts really. And this has come from a Wii U fucking supporter.
Yeah, well.
But what else has been going on? Xbox stuff, as always. We found out this year that the Xbox One is not out in parts of Europe until next year. Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and Switzerland have all been fucked. It's
localization.
It is, but the thing is, though, if you say that in the first place, it's fine. But, you know, they've made a lot of big promises, and it's another bad bit of publicity. Because as far as I can see now, I was trying to decide whether the Xbox is indeed facing the right way. Because you had the Xbox, you had the launch, It's facing forward. They did their famous 180 with the DRM, yeah?
Uh-huh. A
few weeks later, a 360, always online, changed that. So they're back facing the other way. 540, self-publishing, went back on that. Said that indie developers could self-publish their own games.
I thought that was always going to be the case.
No, no, they said that the original story was that, well, that they had to have a publisher on board. Because remember, that was the issue with Fez. And,
Phil Fish.
Phil Fish being a fucking lunatic. We'll get to Phil Fish in a minute anyway. So 540, they're facing the wrong way again. 720, back facing the same way. Headsets. They said they weren't going to have headsets in the box. Change the fucking tune again. Yeah. Again, this is good. This is all good news.
This is good because this is... this is not them making decisions. This is them responding to what consumers are wanting.
Which is good. Don't get me wrong. You know, they fucked up the reveal. As much as I was still on board, they messed it up. They made a mess. It was confusing. And they're slowly fixing it. They're listening to people. And, you know, by the time the console comes out, it might actually be the console that we all perhaps wanted. So 720, they changed their mind on the headset. And then finally 900, I don't even know which way they're facing anymore, but the Kinect not required, which I think is another massive thing for people. Again, I don't give a shit. My Kinect's always plugged into my 360. It can do its thing. I don't care if it's spying on me. I'm not convinced it is, to be honest. I think the people moaning about this again are this very small number of... like, the people who buy Call of Duty every year, the people... like, the thing is, I've been playing Call of Duty again. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Because some of my friends back in Cardiff, excuse me, when I went back home for my friend's wedding, they were saying a few of us started playing Call of Duty. And they're not massive gamers, but they fucking love Call of Duty. They're like all the time. So, dude, you gotta play. So, I joined in, and I've actually been quite enjoying it. Especially playing with headsets with your friends kind of thing, where you're having a chat. It's definitely more fun that way. There's no doubt about it. But I asked them all. I was like, oh, you know, which console are you going to get next gen? And they all just said Xbox One. And like I said, oh, do you know about what you think about the Kinect thing, about the DRM thing? They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they just didn't give a shit. Like, I'm, you know, I want my friends list come across. I like the Xbox controller, and I still reckon for all this like bad news, when the console comes out, which is the important part, the vast majority of people who will be buying this console, like the hardcore gamers, the people like who listen to this and like
people who are making informed decisions.
Yeah, they're like 5% of the market.
Yep.
The 95% don't give a shit. They'll look at the consoles when they come out. And I did hear as well that supposedly the Xbox has had a price drop already in America. Like, it's down to 400.
Well, the Xbox One.
Yeah, someone said, I'm sure I heard that it's actually retailing at $450
that
now.
That seems very strange that they would do that.
So it's $450 compared to PlayStation 4's $400.
That's a massive... like, think how much that would translate for them, like...
well, it's $50 in America. And
I don't know.
The thing is, suddenly $50, you're like, well, you do get the Kinect camera. And, you know, whatever you say about it, I mean, as I said, that PlayStation Eye camera is going to be about as useful as a doorstop.
Yeah.
And not very heavy. Like, that, they have literally, that's the one thing I'll say about the PlayStation, they have fucking thrown the PlayStation Eye under the bus by not packing it in with the console. It might as well not exist.
Yeah.
Because that will not be a thing. Same with Move. That just won't work now. Yeah. They might as well just pick... all it'll be is that light on your controller, which looks nice. I say, we're not going to start this again, but I still think the Xbox One looks the more interesting proposition. But I tell you, doesn't... you've subscribed to Edge, haven't you?
I do.
I always liked Edge. Recently, they sound a bit fanboy-y to me. It just sounds like they're bashing the Xbox One all over the place. Like, I don't wanna, I'm not claiming favouritism, but it's like on the front cover... it's the stories. It feels like they're really, like, gung-ho about the PlayStation 4. And, like, I read an article on Edge recently, and it felt so one-sided. Even when I was like, oh, I don't want to keep bashing the Xbox One, and then spent the next three paragraphs bashing the Xbox One.
It's so easy, though.
It felt personal, though.
Plus...
it really felt personal.
You got to think about it. How much of a hard time is written media having, like... physical media, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's going digital, including Edge. But Edge specifically has a reputation for being for people who really love the games industry. Like, you could pick up a copy of Games TM and it's still a bit more...
That's my preferred magazine.
Yeah, it's not as...
industry-focused, perhaps?
Yeah, it's more... say comparing it to like
that feels more like a gamers magazine.
The Sun compared to like The Guardian. You know, you're gonna get the same news.
The thing is with those two, I actually think of those two as the two broadsheet papers.
Right.
I think of the gaming world, those two are in the same league. I always think of I wouldn't get Xbox One magazine.
Well, they're obviously going to be biased.
I always think of the two kind of the industry level magazines, like people like you know, who are interested in the kind of more intricate details. I guess of the with that sounded so pretentious.
Game is a bit pretentious. Edge
is definitely games a tad pretentious sometimes, but Edge is that step up. But I was just surprised by how negative it was towards the Xbox. Like they didn't seem to be a counterpoint, and it just seemed to, as I said before, drinking the Kool-Aid a bit with the PlayStation. Like I think the PlayStation have done a lot right in terms of marketing, in terms of their approach.
Well, to be fair, the article that was kind of on the front about the PS4 mm-hmm. the current
won the war or something. Or?
Well, no, it was the one about how Sony has laid the foundations for making PS4 like a wonderland for indie developers.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like they're doing a really good job, but
the whole thing stayed focused on the indie market.
But the thing is, the indie market, I still don't think that's going to be what sells the consoles.
No, but what I'm saying is that's what it wasn't like they were bashing the Xbox.
I just think at the moment, Sony are talking a good game, but I just haven't seen the games yet, which back up, which make me believe that the PlayStation 4 is going to be the be-all and end-all. But hey, you know, each to their own. I tell you one thing, though, which I definitely hate, and, like, wait, that sounded like I hated the PlayStation 4 at all. I think it'll be a very good console. I hate free-to-play. I mean, I've mentioned it before, but before, it always felt like these little games I could ignore. But now, some of my favourite franchises, Namco, you fuckbags. Ridge Racer is one of my favourite games, free to play, don't like that. Ace Combat, love that series, free to play, fuck
off. It's going free to play.
Tekken is already out, they're all on PlayStation 3. All of them. Ridge Racer, Ace Combat, and Tekken. Ridge Racer and Ace Combat aren't out yet. Tekken I've already downloaded, and I'm just like, because I was just interested.
Well, you get one character for free and you have to pay for the rest. You have
like tokens, essentially. It's like kind of like an arcade thing. But again, you're always playing it and thinking of money. I don't like it. This would all be fixed if it gave you the option to buy the game outright. But they're not interested in that. They want you to keep, because they know if you get hooked, they can bleed you for more than £40.
I have.
And I do not fucking like it. Like, the idea that they're wasting time making Ridge Racer free to play when I would love nothing more. Even if it's Bugbear, I like the Bugbear. And this is made by Bugbear, the Ridge Racer one. Yeah. It looks like Ridge Racer Unleashed.
I really can't say anything because free to play pays my salary now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I have a lot of insight into how that model works now.
No, I understand. In a PC landscape, I get how it works. I just don't like the fact that it's coming into very traditional console gaming. Like, I just don't think games like Tekken and, like, I'm even a little bit concerned by Killer Instinct. Although the Killer Instinct setup where you can buy extra characters, that feels a little less sickening to me. I think
they had it up front, like that was just a thing.
But even if that was the deal with fighters, that'd be good for me because I usually pick one or two fighters and I tend to stick with them.
Yeah.
But I don't like the idea that I've got to pay for extra goes. Like if I want to pay for extra characters, I'll go to an arcade. That's fine. And like when I play a fighter and it's like you can buy extra costumes, that's fine. I'm not gonna do it, I don't give a shit. If I could buy Street Fighter and just buy four characters, that'd be fucking fine for me. Because I usually only play with like four characters.
I like to finish everyone's story.
Do you? They're too big now, though. There's so fucking many.
The Tekken stories were really good.
They are good. I do like them. And the thing is, a clever thing like Mortal Kombat does, like they have the story mode, and the same with the DC games, NetherRealm?
Yeah.
Where the story mode incorporates all the characters. So you play with every character, but so rather than just be like, oh, this is his story, that's his story, it's like
they all kind of tie in.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, to get to something, obviously I mentioned it earlier, how long have we been going for? 39 minutes, we're fine. you know, playing Skyward Sword and obviously Last of Us, which I suggested wasn't perhaps a masterpiece, got me thinking about what are the greatest gaming franchises of all time.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I kind of went through a list in my head, and the obvious ones that came up were Mario. I mean, when I say Mario, I'm thinking, again, mainline series. And the same when we talk about Resident Evil.
To be fair, not even mainline series. As a brand,
mm-hmm.
the Mario franchise is enormous.
Yeah, but for the sake of this discussion, we'll keep it to the mainline releases because
okay.
we don't want to muddy the waters with Resident Evil and Street Fighter because there's a million and one crossovers. But I, you know, the ones that came to mind for me were Mario, obviously, because I don't think there's been a bad Mario game. The close to it is probably Mario 2 wasn't amazing.
Sunshine
was really good. And my argument is Sunshine is the weakest of the 3D Marios, and it's still basically. If you're looking at the best platformers of all time, I honestly think it's the Mario games, ending with Sunshine, and then everything else.
Uh-huh.
I still don't think there's anything, even like Banjo-Kazooie, stuff like that, I don't think it's as good as Mario.
Banjo's a classic. Spyro the Dragon was fucking amazing.
You think Spyro the Dragon's better than Mario Sunshine?
Yes.
Get to fuck.
Yes.
You're a fucking lunatic. Yeah. You're a lunatic.
Absolutely better.
Anything else?
Well, I still think Crash Team Racing was better than the N64 version of Mario Kart.
I can't be agreeing with that at all. That's madness.
The weapons were just better. The levels were better. The way you controlled the kart was better.
I'm not even the biggest fan of Mario Kart 64, but again, when it comes to kart racing, I still think it's probably the Mario Kart games than everything else. Although saying that, I thought Sega and the All-Star Racing transformed.
That's once again because you're a fanboy.
Yes, I am a Sega fan.
Look at the sky, it's so blue.
It is very fucking blue, mind you. But no, that really was, the levels were imaginative, the course has changed as you race, and it's like, you know, you're on water, but then it completely changed to like the third lap, you know, playing this completely different color fish. It looks amazing. I still don't think it's as tight as any of the Mario games. And I think that's probably as close as... Although Diddy Kong Racing, I remember that was pretty good on the N64.
Yeah.
How the fuck have we got into this discussion? It's a tangent, anyway. So, best gaming series, anyway. So, Mario, I would put a case for that without quite... Very strong case. Metal Gear Solid, I would put in that category. I've loved every single one of the Metal Gear Solid games. I think each one has pushed the boundaries.
Yeah.
Storytelling, again, fantastic. Again, if I was talking about... my favourite Metal Gear game, I'd struggle to pick one. It would probably be 3, but I could argue a case for 4, for 1, and I love them all.
1 for me.
Really? Yep. See, that's what I mean. You say 1, and I mean you think, wow, 1 was really good. If I got into my head, I would say 3, but I've loved all 4 of them. And the new one looks amazing.
Part of me wants to think about 3 as my favourite, but the first time I played it, I did not like it at all.
Really?
I don't know why.
No, it happens. I've played games, it happened to me with Mass Effect. For the longest time, it didn't click with me. And then all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, this game's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It just sometimes it happens, doesn't it? And it takes a while to click.
I think with 3, it was because you don't really get any weapons to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is... You're hiding in plain sight now, instead of being around a corner or, you know, behind a door.
Or you're in the bushes.
You are in the bushes, furiously trying to find the right camo and face paint.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was the story, the setting. I loved everything about the game. But again,
the soundtrack.
Soundtrack's amazing.
What a thrill. I think I should edit that. If we can do the video, I'm going to put the Metal Gear Solid 3 soundtrack.
Yeah, we should totally. We could just halfway through the podcast just stop and have the whole soundtrack. I mean, it's that good. But then I know some people said it was a bit overblown. I love Metal Gear 4. I love Metal Gear 4.
I need to go back now that I've got a PS3. I'm going to play it again.
Amazing.
Oh,
and it was so good.
Tear jerking.
It was, but not even the story. Like the actual build up. Like, everything that happens at the end, it's just like, I can't believe this is still going. But then every Metal Gear, the end of Metal Gear 1, where you fight on top of Metal Gear Rex, it is Metal Gear Rex.
Yeah, it's a fist fight on top of Metal Gear Rex.
That is such a good series. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid, that's up there. What else have I put? Half-Life, I'm not sure if you can consider
that. It's not really a franchise, is it?
Because can you consider 2 as being 3 separate games?
No.
Not really, so I put a question mark there, so I wasn't sure. Halo, I would have up there. As a franchise, I think every game's been fantastic.
Certainly successful.
I think it's been bookended with the 2 best games in the series. I think 1 and 4.
Do you consider ODST
I do.
In that?
Definitely.
Well, because I mean, you're saying no, mainline.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's my favorite.
I do. I think that's enough to consider a mainline.
What about Halo Wars?
I wouldn't consider that as right. part of the. But I would consider ODST. I see what you mean. I'm kind of blurring the lines there. But ODST felt like enough of a. Like its own
still
game.
Still a first person shooter in the universe.
I love that fucking game.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of want to go back and play that again. It was so good.
Pick it up for like £4.
I've got there. It. I keep all the Halo games. Yeah. But yeah, Halo 4. I still think Halo 1 and 4 are the best, but Reach is great. 3's brilliant. 2's obviously the weakest. I'd struggle. That's the thing. Again, I love them all. I would struggle to put that series in order.
I still like 2.
It was the
spectacle of the big things going through the city and you had to jump on their back.
I love the start in particular.
Number three, my best memories of that, I only think of the people I was playing it with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the scarabs, the giant scarabs.
Yeah. It was probably my least memorable campaign.
Getting the lifters, like the glider, I can't remember what they're called. And flying, like, they're trying to shoot you down.
Yeah.
You've got a pilot and two guys on the wings.
Yeah.
Waiting to drop down on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You felt like a commando because you were, like, being airlifted in, dropped down.
So that's the thing. It's one of those series where you can just keep thinking about. Like, remember Halo 2? Incubus actually wrote a song for Halo 2.
Wow.
And there's a bit where you're in one of the Banshees.
Uh-huh.
And you get into it and suddenly it plays the music in the background. I was like, oh, that's such a cool fucking moment. But yeah, the Halo series, I would totally have it up there. This isn't for me, but I thought maybe would you consider Elder Scrolls? I think it's far too fucking buggy to consider it as one of the best series.
To be honest with you, I've only played from Morrowind onwards.
So 3, yeah, most people have, like 3 to 5.
Well, to be fair, the older ones are classics. Is like what they did and what Todd Howard did with that series is incredible.
Oh, story-wise, like, I'm sure
there's
amazing, isn't it?
There is nothing really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's lots of fantasy adventure games.
There's loads of imitators now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
when Oblivion came out in particular,
there's like, nothing that captures that scale.
Yeah, because Morrowind had the scale. But it didn't have,
was enormous.
Oh, it was an absolutely beast of me. I remember getting that on the original Xbox. I didn't know what to do. I was just like, can I just walk fucking anywhere? But it didn't have the technology to back it up. Whereas Oblivion, like as much as like I've explained on previous podcasts before why it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
There was still that when you walked out of the sewers
and you see the butterflies and it was like the birds singing
and you're just like, wait, I can just go to that fucking mountain. It was just insane. I wouldn't consider it amongst the greatest series of all time. I don't think the first two games have hold enough weight.
Skyrim is certainly one of my probably top 5 games of all time.
Really?
Yeah. But
crazy.
But as a series, I really think Morrowind, I'm going to upset people who are fans of the series, but Morrowind, I didn't get
really. Yeah.
Because it's so daunting. But the biggest issue I had with Morrowind was that you see the dice rolls. Like, everything's done in front of you. Like, you swing and you clearly hit, but nothing happens. Like, you don't hurt anyone. And that really annoyed me.
It felt more like a kind of tabletop RPG with graphics built around it, didn't it? But, no, I mean, as much as I know people love them, I don't think you can really consider that. Final Fantasy. I know it's gone off the rails a bit, arguably. I really like 13 and 13.2. I think you've got to consider Final Fantasy.
There's no way. If you're an RPG fan,
I don't think there's a bad game. I really like 13. I think, well, unless you consider the, I don't consider
12.
Well, 12 I couldn't get into. I think it's a good game, but like certainly when you're talking about like 13 core releases, if 12 is the worst game, it's doing pretty fucking well.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't click with me, but I still think there was a, because it was the combat system didn't click with me, but I could see it was well made.
Yeah.
It looked gorgeous. I think it was one of the most expensive games ever made. I think if that's the worst game in the bunch, which I think a lot of people wouldn't agree with, I think you're doing pretty well. But when you've got games like Final Fantasy 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 10 I really liked. I never actually played 9. Bizarrely.
Wow, I own it. I own 2 copies.
Well, I was going to I downloaded it for my PSP. I just haven't got around to it.
You should definitely play it.
But if only, like you say, for 6, 7, 8, in my case 10, I really liked, obviously, I'm not even sure if you can count 11. Cause 10, it's,
well,
like
I play 11. If you're not Korean, you're not going to enjoy it.
No, it's a very Korean thing. But 13, as I said, I really like. But I think Final Fantasy's got to be in the in the conversation. Yeah, and the same, definitely. Despite, you know, a weaker, you know, last entry, I think Resident Evil would be in the conversation for me. I've loved every, even as I said, Resident Evil 6 was the weakest, but I still enjoyed it. 5, I thought was still really good. 4 is one of my favorite games of all time. 3's a really good game. 2's amazing. 1 and 2 are both amazing. So, yeah, I think that's in the conversation. A serious contender, I think, when you stop and think about it, is Street Fighter. Because every mainline release is like being, I mean, it's nothing short of genre defining.
Yeah.
Like every, like, with the exception of the first one, which was a bit of a turd.
Yeah.
From Street Fighter, if you're talking Street Fighter 2, 3, and 4, each one of those have kind of redefined the genre.
Yeah. No, I think,
and the, you go back.
I'm not even a beat 'em up. I'm not even a fighting game fan.
Like Street Fighter 2, 3, both. I mean, Street Fighter 3 is an amazing game.
The soundtrack for 2 is incredible.
I've seen it rather recently. You know, like when you went into the arcade.
I actually
and, like the camera scrolls down the building, and the guy put in it's like the music. Ba, 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 ba. I was like, oh, that was.
I sit awesome. And listen to that music at work.
That is awesome. It makes me. That's so weird you mentioned that because I was thinking about it a few days ago. And it made me really nostalgic for arcades.
Yeah.
I suddenly wanted to go to like an old school arcade and hear the Street Fighter music.
I wake up to Guile's theme.
That's pretty like, sweet. Twer- you know? It does have a great sound. They're all, that's what I mean. Like Street Fighter, I think, with the exception of the first one, if you're talking about just the core 2, 3, and 4, then I think that's got to be up there. Did I add anything else to the list? Oh, for some people would argue Call of Duty, I think.
Yeah, oh, there's, yeah, definitely. Most
people would. You know, whatever your view on it.
First one was incredible. Second one, amazing.
I love second one. The third one
yeah, not so much. But that's because it was Treyarch.
Yeah, but they've come good. Black Ops, well, they're really. I think yeah. Black Ops is like arguably better than Modern Warfare 3. But
I don't know.
Personally, I wasn't the biggest fan of the Modern Warfare. Like the more they went on with the story, the more I just kind of lost interest. I thought
first Modern Warfare,
Black Ops 2. No, me too. In fairness, and I do like all of the Call of Duty
to the point where I have the Mile High achievement.
Really? That's I haven't fucking got that. Jesus, tough. That is tough.
To the point where you have to know where everyone is going to be.
Oh yeah, you've really
like you're throwing grenades before the guys appeared.
That felt like more like Trials.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like, where you just keep retrying it. You're like, okay, I've got that first bit down. You get the next bit down.
I did it.
It's just going to be like, you run through and you go boom, 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 boom. Like, you're not even, you get to the point where you're not even thinking about the earlier bits. It's to do with learning the next bit. And it's like, I think I just spat, only a little bit.
On TV. Oh, jeez.
That's not going to be passive. It's just like, oh, no.
He's passionate.
I am, about Call of Duty, I'm not sure if I am passionate, but I do think it's the same, like, I think people would consider that one of the greatest gaming series of all time, which I think is fair enough. The same for Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, wouldn't be mine, but...
I still remember playing the first one.
I shouldn't crack my neck and look at the camera, it was a bit odd, so...
I still remember loving the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a massive deal when I was younger.
Had to sneak it into my house.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one didn't really like London... I loved.
Oh, because
the music was great.
That was pretty cool. I just remember 3 coming out and there just being no fanfare.
3 was like...
Which seems unthinkable. It just came out of nowhere.
I think I got to 3 late because I didn't own a PS2.
I got it as soon as it came out. I took a punt on it and it was one of those games that it just came out of nowhere. There was no real hype around it from what I recall.
It was the next coming.
And then all of a sudden it came out and everyone was like, holy shit, this game's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, the open world GTA everyone dreamed of.
Yeah.
But nobody kind of thought that they were actually going to pull off. It's got to be one of the biggest gaming surprises of all time in terms of like the lack of hype and the subsequent kind of fallout.
Everything that you could do.
And it changed the industry without question. And then
Vice City after that, which is still my favourite.
Yeah, a lot of people would agree with you. San Andreas, loads of people still love.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Theft Auto 4, which is bizarrely enough probably my favourite, is a lot of people's least favourite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only one I've ever finished.
Had the best story, but the worst gameplay, I think.
I think because when I play Grand Theft Auto games, I get bored when I start fucking around. Because it just, I lose that connection with the world because I'm just like, oh, come on now, you would just be thrown away like in jail forever. It's like, what the fuck? I've experienced before why I think Red Dead Redemption works so much better.
Yeah.
The whole system works more organically. But with 4, because I like to play the game and very much follow the story, because it had the strongest story, I subsequently found it the most interesting of the Grand Theft Autos. I'm not saying it was the best world necessarily, but the story was the best and probably why I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
But I'm not the biggest Grand Theft Auto fan. As great as Grand Theft Auto 5 looks, I'm not super excited about it. I'll play it for sure. And it looks phenomenal, but I find it hard to get excited
about. I think it's going to be one of these games that I can pick up and play and then drop for a month and come back to.
Yeah, I could totally.
I think that's what it'll be like. Because I've played so many of them now that I know exactly.
I've played them all to one extent or another. But yeah, and they're all very good. So I think that'd be in there. The only other one I've added is I think a lot of people would argue the keys for Pokemon on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
I think that hasn't changed much. It's proved outrageously successful. People tend to love it. I've played a few of them again to one.
I'm quite surprised at you actually, because that's two Nintendo franchises.
Well, I do like Pokemon.
When I would argue that almost every Nintendo franchise is successful.
Yeah, but I'm talking the greatest.
Zelda?
I said that. Did I not see Zelda?
I don't.
Oh well, I mentioned Zelda earlier when I mentioned Skyward Sword, but unquestionably Zelda.
Yeah.
And it was almost like you don't even have to say Zelda, of course, but yeah, it's very much Zelda. And maybe Metroid, perhaps.
Yeah.
Although you didn't like Prime, did you? Which is
I'm just not a fan of the Metroid series.
Crazy. I fucking love Prime. But okay, so out of those, I mean, is there anything you would add to that list in terms of something that might be on the amongst the greatest gaming?
You know, Tomb Raider had a lull, but I think there's hope for the franchise.
Yeah, but I don't think you can put that in the greatest franchises of all time.
1, 2, and 3, amazing. The newest one, really good.
I love that was my favourite one, the newest one. I love the first, well, again, that's kind of bookended with the two best ones. I love the first one, and I love the last one. But, I've liked most of the Tomb Raider games, but I certainly wouldn't put it in the same company as the Marios, Zeldas, and
the Resident Evil. Yeah, I would definitely put Tomb Raider with Resi.
I prefer Resident Evil. I think it's a more consistent franchise than Tomb Raider, without question. But again, like, you know, in terms of the last game, like, Tomb Raider was a much better game than Resident Evil 6. But, and I'd certainly put something like Halo, I think, as being much more consistent. Personally, like, I look at this and I'd say it would probably either be Street Fighter or Mario. Or Metal Gear.
Are we talking about our favourites or are we talking about successful?
Not successful. And maybe Zelda. Oh, I don't know, that's tricky now. If you had to pick your favourite gaming franchise of all time, on the spot, you can change your mind. This isn't set in stone. Although, if it is on YouTube, it will be there forever.
Metal Gear, probably.
I wouldn't blame you. Like, Metal Gear would certainly be in my top three, but I think I'd have to go with Mario. In terms of the consistent quality, how much fun I've had with, like, Super Mario Brothers 1 was, like, I got it with my NES. Mario 2, I was never the biggest fan of, but Super Mario Brothers 3 was a quantum leap.
Yeah.
Super Mario World, again, going back to that talk about 10 out of 10 games, would I have given Mario 3 10 out of 10 at the time? Probably. Would I have given Mario World 10 out of 10 at the time? Maybe. You look at the next one, Mario 64, would I have given that a 10 out of 10? Yeah. Mario Sunshine, I know you're not the biggest fan, I wouldn't give it a 10, but I still think it's an amazing game. The Galaxy games, I could wax lyrical on forever. And even, like, I'm playing Super Mario Land 3D at the moment, and it is fucking phenomenal. Yeah. It's a really, I think people have not given that game enough credit in terms of how imaginative it is and how well they use 3D. That game is brilliant. And I've got really high hopes for Mario Land. I think Mario World 3D on the Wii U is also going to be fantastic. So I'm going to stick with Mario. But I think, you know, Metal Gear, I think that's a very...
I'm between Metal Gear, the Thief series for me personally, and Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy would be up there. If I was going to pick my top three, it'd be Mario, Metal Gear, and at a push, probably Zelda, but very closely followed by Halo and Street Fighter. See, and Final Fantasy, that's so tricky. They're all so good.
The problem that puts me off Final Fantasy and Zelda is that their early iterations have not aged very well, and they're kind of impenetrable, specifically Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
They are unforgiven.
They are. But they're still playable in their own way, I think. Especially,
I think you need to have played them before to go back to them.
But I tell you what, you can say that about Mario. You can go back and totally play the first Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's still amazing.
Oh, it's still fun.
Anyone will pick that up. I don't care if it's some, like, fucking 12-year-old kid who's grown up with nothing but Call of Duty. You stick Mario in his hands, look at the visuals. I guarantee within a few minutes he's jumping over the
ball. You'll find that with Mario on the DS. It's like becoming a boy again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm back playing the Luigi game, and the reason I'm playing Luigi is because I got every single coin in Mario Land on, New Super Mario Brothers on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like, Beth and I absolutely blitzed it. Although saying that, like, as good as that is, I prefer the 3D games. And I'm like, is Rayman better now? Like, Rayman is fucking awesome now.
I really am looking forward to
Rayman. Origins was so good, and Origins looks amazing.
It's just this music thing that I like the sound of.
Have you played the demo levels?
No. I don't have a Wii U.
Honestly, I can't, like, those gaming moments when you sit there, and it's something I always thought Nintendo really got. Like, you sit there and you literally smile. You physically smile. That's what I did when I was playing. Will it keep up throughout the whole game? But the first time I did that music level in the demo, it was just like I was sitting there with a stupid grin on my face. Because it's just so perfect the way they do it. Like, all the jumps, like, you know, it's really fast moving.
Yeah.
So it's always time. So, like, when you make a jump,
it can pause. I've seen it being played.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's absolutely amazing. But, do we have enough time? Well, we're banging on an hour. I mean, I was going to talk about movies, but we can save that for next week. I was also, like, next week, come hella high water, I am actually going to talk about the most underrated games of the generation. Because soon it's going to be the next generation. It won't bother. Like, I've had this fucking list for ages. We'll get around to it. But I think that's pretty much it for this week. So there might be a video online. We hope there's a video. We promised it last week. It didn't happen. But we're doing it on a small... We've compressed it.
We are trying to... Yeah, we're trying to fix this one. It's a lower resolution.
So, you know, you're getting less Liam and Ross. But, you know, what can you do as long as it goes up online? But, you know, please do check out brashgames.co.uk. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter at Brashcast. Anything else I'm forgetting? Oh, iTunes. This will be up on iTunes pretty quick. So, you know, subscribe, download, leave a comment. A nice comment.
If this goes well, hopefully we'll have a Brashcast YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
But we need to sort out the video.
So. Well, we just need to get that first. Just... Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, until next week, and we will be back next week.
Why did I laugh like that?
What's that?
Why did I laugh like
that? I have no idea. I was going to say, that's why I'm looking at the camera. I'm just too embarrassed to look at you, but until next week.
GTFL?
GTFL, is that it? Like, I'm right
on the camera. That's your line.
GTFL. 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 GTFL.